Hello, everybody. You're listening to You, Me, Them, Everybody. My name is Brandon Weatherby, and sitting in this beautiful but very chilly Westtown apartment is...
Esmeralda Leon.
And we're having cups of tea.
We're fancy. Should we put our fingers up, our pinkies?
My pinkies are already up, but it's not. There's no relation. I just like having a pinky that's consistently up in the air.
All the time.
Fancy just pinkies.
Arm in the air.
It's very aristocratish. I don't know.
Snooty?
It's kind of snooty.
I think. Frou-frou?
Frou-frou. I like that word. Frou-frou's got to be used more. So we have a... Well, it's true. We have a... This is kind of a recap podcast and then the normal weekly podcast. This is a weekly one, you know? But we have an agenda that we will follow. And the first thing on that is not even the live podcast, but we were in Time Out Chicago this week.
Yeah. Well, you were in Time Out.
For better or worse, I'd say worse. Time Out Chicago this week.
I just thought it was, everyone saw it, it's online as well.
Oh,
so
yeah.
You don't even have to buy the magazine.
That is true.
His head.
Oh, it's the worst photo of me
his
ever.
His head. Actually, you know what? I do want to see it in the magazine because I'd like to see
it's
what
actually
it looks
not as
like.
Bad. It's
I'd
not
like
as
to
bad.
See,
I saw it in the magazine today for the first time. For those of you that don't know, and probably most of you don't know, we're in Time Out Chicago this week, and it's about late night talk shows, and it relates to Leno coming back tomorrow night. So they did a piece about Chicago talk shows. So it's us, the guy that does the interview show at the Hideout, and Joe Piscopo.
Yeah, you're in good company.
Very,
Joe
very
Piscopo.
Good company. So
his hasn't even started, right?
He's like
looking and trying
a
to
pilot
shop
or something. Whatever.
He's shopping it.
The point is, I'm in Time Out Chicago with the worst headshot possible.
I just think it's funny they just used your head.
Let me clarify right now. I have no qualms with Time Out Chicago. The article is kind of nice.
It's good. No, you know what? It's
I sound
good.
Crazy.
No, I
okay. We're gonna
okay,
read the
well,
article.
Kind of.
We're gonna read the article. I sound like I'm a crazy man.
They did call you a kid.
The kid part is totally fine.
A large swearing kid.
That's fine. But the first part of the article. Well, here's the thing that I don't realize I swear that much.
You do. You're trying to curb it.
I really need to curb it after reading this piece of.
Now that people define you by that.
Yeah, I'm the crazy guy. The first part of the article makes me sound... Well, let me just read it.
Okay.
By the way, we're using a new... I have a new computer.
That's why it's quiet.
It's... Yeah. It's,
although, I don't think they were ever able to hear it, right?
No, the people that were in here could hear it, but we couldn't. So,
us, too.
we were in here. The audio should be good. We don't know. This is the first time we're using this computer, so
yeah.
Bear with me here. Okay, so it's called Talking Heads. Jay Leno reclaims his Late Night Tonight Show slot this week. Hold on. This week, avoid the beer pong shot of the week and watch these local talk shows instead. By Madeline Neusser. Madeline was very nice. No qualms with Madeline. Great. Oh, I sent her an email like the day I saw this, and I was like, holy shit, what editor there hates me? I owe you a drink. Thank you for the kind words, but fuck, man. I look like I'm eating and I'm being punched in the stomach at the same time.
What'd she say? She said
anything? I didn't get a response, so it's going well, so... Brandon Weatherby drops the F-bomb more than a few times while hosting his monthly live interview podcast at Northside Bar Hungry Brain. He's discussing, quote, Bus Murder 2010, quote, his theory that CTA bus cuts are a way to kill off poor people by ensuring the crazy riders always have a full bus of victims.
Yeah, I hope people get entranced by that. The Bus Murder 2010 thing.
I know we were, like, you knew I was joking, right?
Yeah, well, of course.
I don't know. I sound crazy.
Well, hopefully we'll get more listeners.
Yeah, hopefully.
And they'll understand that.
What
hopefully,
kind of listeners?
Yeah, hopefully we don't get murdering listeners.
We're gonna be part of the tea party now. Oh shit, we're drinking tea. Okay. Banjo player Al Scorch joins him for a Q&A and shrimps a few ditties among the grab bag of interviewees, including comedian Adam Burke and a former Letterman show worker. Weatherby keeps it flowing with the Bozo Bucket game, tchotchke giveaways, and randomly chosen questions for his skits from his favorite children's book, Kids Book of Questions. Okay, so she asked me, like, why do you always use this book? And I go, yeah, I actually remember when my mom bought it for me, I made her ask me every question in that book.
Were you little?
Well, I was like 8, 7, I don't know,
okay,
whatever I got.
Good.
Like, every single question.
I'm imagining you're 15.
Could you read this book? Read it. Ask me. So, but I also said to her, like, and like I say on the podcast every time, this is an awful, awful book. And
it
teaches
it does
you
have
nothing.
Some crazy ass questions.
It doesn't make any sense. So, really a big swear word loving kid, Weatherby says he aims to make his role on the show a mix of improv genius Craig Ferguson, the inquisitive Terry Gross, and the whimsical Fred Rogers. What? Okay. Am I a big swear word loving kid? I never thought of myself as a kid. Do you find me childish?
No, I don't think she means it in that sense.
I don't think she does.
Maybe you have a childlike curiosity.
Of bus murder? What am I talking about?
Or you have crazy theories, like children often do?
Yeah, that's I not don't know. Good. No matter what, I sound literally crazy.
I can't tell you. I would say take it as a good thing.
I feel bad for you, but it's probably for the best that, like, I was like, my co-host, and I kept mentioning you.
Aww.
It's probably for the best that you're not in
I'm not involved in bus murder 2010. You're not,
that you didn't, his cohort, Esmeralda Leone, yeah. says, kill them all.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, I was on the Green Line today, and somebody that I couldn't tell if they were mentally challenged or on heroin asked me if I was reading a vampire book.
Were you?
No, I wasn't. Okay. I was reading a vampire book.
How did it look like a vampire book
in any way? Shutter Island.
Okay.
You know, the
okay,
Scorsese
so it's all dark
flick.
And scary
it's, yeah,
looking.
It's, yeah.
Okay.
It's kind of made sense. But
so you just said no and then you moved
like,
on?
No, smile, don't stab me.
He moved on, though? He didn't keep
I had my headphones on.
Oh, okay.
All the time. Don't you wear your headphones on the train all the time?
Not all the time.
They're not always playing music.
No, I don't do that. No,
oh, I do it. I love it.
I just
it.
Pretend. Like, when I used to work in the mornings and I had to be on the train at 4 a.m., mm-hmm. People would come through the train asking for money and stuff. And I remember once I usually would nap on the train mm-hmm. and sometimes I would just have eyes closed, but then the people would come and they're like, hey, 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 I would just pretend I was sleeping. Just keep on sleeping.
They would go, hey, 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 I'm waking you up. Yeah, give me money.
Exactly. They would try to, cause I could hear them like coming down asking for money.
That's a great segue to the last thing we're going to talk about. Oh, today, yeah. Which is the sleep thing. Or we could talk about that now, or we should do the live podcast.
Well, the segue would have made sense.
We're going to do the segue?
The segue would have worked.
Let's do the segue. Okay. So
our
Merle
agenda's
I,
already unraveling.
Yeah. Apparently I have to kill everyone in the public transportation. Once again, totally cool with timeout. Not a problem with timeout. Please write us about us again. We love you, Grid Magazine.
Yeah, I thought it was great.
Overall,
but it was
great
hilarious.
Exposure. Yeah,
because
like,
I love the picture.
Really, that's why I got a haircut and shaved. No, I like
so
I,
people don't identify you.
I just put a I just put the first photo of myself on Facebook ever. Everything else was logos or people, other things people that I added like a photo that I submitted as a director photo.
Okay, you should have put. You should put the timeout one and then the one now, like a before and after.
But the one that, here's the problem. The photo I just uploaded is from October. And we, it's okay. And we took the photo in February for the new one. So people still think I look crazy.
Mm.
It's not going well, Merle.
Oh, well.
I look crazy.
Oh, well.
All right. So every week we go through the newspapers and the internets. We go through all the internets. And mm-hmm. Merle usually finds something kind of neat. And today she found 10 sleep disorders, 10 spooky sleep disorders. And this is from MSNBC. We're talking about this because you have this. Some
kind
of.
I get it a lot. Sleepwalk.
Let's go through it. Do you have nightmare disorder?
I don't. I hope not.
I have nightmares all the time.
So do I.
Well, then you have nightmare disorder. So we're both one for one.
We all have nightmare disorder, I'm sure.
I don't know.
Do you wake up crying sometimes?
No, never.
Because the dream, like, it's so vivid.
No.
I do.
No.
It's so bad. I dream of, like, people dying, and it's, like, horrible.
Punching something?
Yeah.
I'm serious.
I don't think so. I don't think so. Usually, by the time I wake up, no one's there. So
beating the shit out of people. Okay, sleepwalking. Do you ever sleepwalk?
Yes.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Still?
No, a little bit.
Okay, about 15% of adults occasionally get up and amble around. All right, so.
Yeah, I do that.
Night terrors. Screaming, thrashing, frantically pacing.
No, that I don't have.
Okay, so you're 2 for 3. I'm 1 for 3. Sleepy hallucinations. So-called hypernagogic, can't read, hallucinations occur during the transition from wakefulness to sleep just after our head hits the pillow. And blah, 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 hallucinations hit during the waking up process. People report hearing voices, feeling phantom sensations, or seeing people or strange objects in the room.
No.
I get that.
No,
but
I thought so.
I thought that was completely normal, like just coming out of the dream. Really?
Yeah, and you're all hazy, and
yeah.
I can understand
so
it.
So I'm 2 for 4, and you're 2 for 4. We're going to die. Okay, this one is crazy. Exploding head syndrome.
All I can think of is that from that movie.
This creatively named disorder occurs during the onset of deep sleep when the person is suddenly startled awake by a sharp, loud noise.
I could understand. I've had that happen, I guess. I mean, what are the symptoms, or what's the...
I'm trying to,
do you just, because I mean your head's not
exploding.
These
noises range from cymbals crashing to explosives going off. To the person hearing them, the explosion seemed to originate from either the right next to the person's head or inside the skull itself. There's
no pain
involved and no danger either. Doctors don't know what causes exploding head syndrome, but they do know that it isn't associated with any serious illness.
Who's going into their doctor and telling them, excuse me, doctor, but I heard some fireworks and I think they're in my head.
Well, if you're
it's
waking
in
up,
my skull.
I don't think you'd say fireworks.
Well, but they're, you know, they're
fireworks
saying,
are fun and festive.
But they're saying like a cymbal crash or a fireworks.
Yeah.
And it's, who's going into their doctor? Like, I think it's in there.
Well, then again, who goes into their doctor, period? These people have insurance and they're crazy.
Yeah. Yeah,
sleep
they're,
paralysis.
They're crazy already.
What about sleep paralysis? I have
How
this
do you
all
know?
The time. During REM sleep, dream activity ramps up and the voluntary muscles of the body become immobile. This temporary paralysis keeps us from acting out our dreams and hurting ourselves. Sometimes, though,
no.
The paralysis persists even after the person wakes up.
No. You've had that?
All the time, yeah.
How do you even know if you're in REM sleep?
Well, anytime you're in a dream and you're screaming and you can't move, that's it.
Oh.
Instead of
sleepwalking? So in your dream, you literally realize you can't move.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
And then this carries over sometimes to the morning when you wake up and you're like, I can't move.
No, that's no. Mm-mm.
Okay. So far, we're pretty consistent.
You, mine are
on one
pretty violent, though.
Yeah. REM behavior disorder. If sleep paralysis is an example of too much immobility, or so-called REM behavior disorder is an example of too little. Sometimes the brain doesn't properly signal the body to stay still during REM sleep. When that happens, people act out their dreams.
I think once I woke up with a pillow. The pillow is above, I was holding it above my head. Because I was reading something in my dream,
nice.
And I woke up like with the pillow in my.
That's way better than murder.
Yeah, no, I don't.
On the bus, CT
yeah,
bus when she does that. See, this is one of those things where I don't think I have, but occasionally Kelsey will be like, "You kick the shit out of me."
Yeah, I do that too.
Or she'll kick the shit out of me.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think everybody
but
has
that's
this
twitches.
One. Is no maybe
because I know John has. He'll twitch when he's going to deep / just falling asleep. Sleep.
Okay.
And they'll twitch.
Yeah.
Which is kind of creepy.
But is that REM sleep?
No, because he's just going into it,
yeah,
I think.
So does that count then? I don't think that counts.
No.
Okay. I'm very, very, very glad I don't have this. This is the Liz Lemon one. Nocturnal sleep-related eating disorder.
Oh, God. I'd be so fat.
Yeah. People with sleep-related eating disorders go on eating binges at night only to wake up the next morning with little to no memory of the event.
No, I don't think I've done that.
Some endanger themselves by chopping ingredients or turning on the stove. Others eat raw ingredients like frozen food or plain butter.
Oh, duh. That sounds delicious.
Mm-hmm. Sexomnia. Okay, first described in 1996 case study of 7 individuals. Sleep sex can range from annoying, loud sexual moans to dangerous, self-injurious masturbation to criminal sexual assault or rape. In at least 5 controversial cases, men have been acquitted of sexual assault by arguing that they were asleep during the attack.
This is like an episode of Mad About You.
What?
There was an episode where, what's his
wait,
face?
Wait, you're referencing a show that went off the air like 13 years ago?
Yeah.
All right, I like
that
show.
I used to watch it all the time.
Yeah, I did too. We had warped realities. Continue.
No, but it was, the couple had the most
Paul
amazing
Reiser.
Sex ever. I forget their names.
Paul Reiser and Helen Hunt are the actors.
Okay, well, them. He did Helen Hunt so amazing, like they knocked over a lamp.
Good
and
for
she
him.
Was like amazed by it. And
but
all,
she didn't know he was
all
sleeping?
Sex-sized. I'll, you know.
No, I don't
day,
know. You're just shimmying your shoulders back and forth. I have no
throughout
idea
the,
what that
throughout
means.
Throughout the whole episode, she was like, oh, it was so great. Like, she was telling everybody how amazing it was, mm-hmm. and he has no recollection because he was
for
sleeping.
Him. And he goes to Paul Reiser.
And he has to pretend like he was the coolest guy ever that night.
Or not.
He was sleeping.
The coolest guy ever is Mike Ditka.
Do you think he has any of these problems?
No. No, he doesn't.
He knocks them out.
He doesn't sleep. He just smokes cigars and eats steak. All right. The last one is insomnia. That's pretty much
yeah.
easy.
Which, so, I don't... Do you get insomnia?
I don't think so.
I get like, pseudo-insomnia where I can't sleep.
I just
sleep.
Stay up all night because I'm worried. But that's not like, I can't sleep. That's just like, my head's fucked up.
Yeah, you just have too much to think about.
Yeah, that's not insomnia.
No, I do that too.
Yeah. I think that's somewhat normal.
Yeah, probably. But you have to, they say to get rid of it, you just have to write your problems down.
That's bullshit.
And it's like, what
is
that?
Total bullshit.
Exactly. You write it down, you're still going to think about it.
No, you drink. You drink a lot of alcohol. Oh, last night I had a bad alcohol sleep. It was not good. I didn't even have that much to drink. It was just, I couldn't sleep and it was painful.
It was painful?
It was painful to wake up. It was painful to sleep.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. It was just a bad. What are we talking about? Okay. Next
sleep
thing.
Sleep problems.
All right, let's go over the live podcast. We did the live podcast on Monday. Mm-hmm. I think it went pretty okay.
I think it did as well. It was a little rough around the edges.
It was a little rough around the
edges.
That's
okay. It's only the third one.
It's funny because Merle and I are like, let's not talk about this. Or I said this. Screw it. We have to talk about it.
No, now you brought it up.
It's the entire basis of the conversation.
I just love how you told me not to, and now you're bringing it up.
I did this on Monday as well.
Jeez.
All right, so the podcast, we had worked out the order of the podcast. We knew everything was going to go. There was about 20 points. In a specific order, like that would make sense. Like intro, first guest, and then
like
music
a talk
at the
show.
End. Like exactly like a talk show. Here's the problem. I got a call at 10 a.m. From Alex. Alex was sick. Alex was on the show, so she's like, I could still do it, but my brother can't do it. That's like, okay, that's fine. That's one
less
thing.
We should have given him a bucket to just puke into.
It's for the best. It's for the best. And so she's like, I'll open the show. We're like, all right, we'll open the show. That totally changes it around the structure completely.
Yeah.
And it's about a miking and blah, blah, blah. It's all boring stuff. So we're like, all right, it doesn't matter. Alex White's going to play. It's going to be cool. We didn't know this. It was Alex's first solo show.
Yeah. And she felt better when she got there. She's like, I'm great.
She's like, I feel like, what the fuck, Alex? Anyways, she was great. I loved her. But that totally threw off the structure, which is fine.
Just a little bit.
And now if people download it, I don't know if you noticed, I put the music at the end.
Okay.
It makes a hell of a lot more sense, so and it's like a big tease.
Audio magic.
Audio magic. We open with an interview with Alex, but in reality, we close with an interview. Or we... No, in reality, she
because
opens...
a performance.
She opens with a performance and on the podcast. Whatever. You get the point.
Whatever. It was messed up.
So that's the... Whatever. That's a small detail. The biggest problem of the evening
is...
No, it's fine.
Is it?
Okay. Yeah, he knows he didn't show up.
Okay.
It's only fine because everything worked out in the end.
Yeah.
Brennan McGowan was supposed to be our stand-up that night. And it's not like he's been on the show. Mm-hmm. If you listen to the podcast with Merle and me in the bar with James Fritz, you hear McGowan yelling at us.
Yeah.
And he knew about the show.
So he knows where we do these things.
He literally lives like two blocks away.
Where was, did he say where he was instead
he
of
just
the podcast?
Forgot. He just forgot.
So we really could have just walked to his house and knocked on the door.
I couldn't find his address. But yes, I know he lives that close.
That sucked. That would have been funny if we go. We should have gone with a mic if we knew where he lived.
Yeah,
and
well,
just done the thing from
his
house.
Too busy plotting murders on buses. I'm just like, I can't get over that. So, we don't have a stand-up comic, and that's kind of important if one-third of your guests aren't there, and one-third of your guests are ill.
Yeah.
Thankfully, Scott Smith, our main guest, he was awesome. I loved him.
He was great.
Playboy.com editor, our man in Chicago, that's his Twitter name. Great, great, great guest. Love the guy. But what the hell are we going to do for a stand-up? Luckily, in the middle of Scott Smith's interview, like with 10 minutes left, this guy Cameron Gillette comes, recommended through a friend of ours, Kevin Lee, who's in the film that I made from October. Does this make sense?
Yes.
Okay. So a friend of a friend, someone I've never met, shows up. He's brand new to Chicago. I've never seen him before. He's like, I'll do it. I was like, I told him I'd give him alcohol. He did
cross
it for
your
alcohol.
Cross fingers that he was good. Which
he
was
great. He killed.
I loved it.
You can listen to the show. His stand-up.
He was hilarious.
Amazing. Like, not one joke like failed in any way. So, so good.
That kid needs to
he is one of the worst interviewers in the world.
We should give him a class in how to do an interview or something.
He was not good. But overall, really great show. The problem is we didn't prep anything.
No, we didn't.
Because usually
we didn't.
We usually prep before
every
show.
No, actually, we did prep.
We tried to prep the week before. We prepped on Sunday.
But we prepped the night before.
We had the schedule. We couldn't use any of it because it got thrown out the window. Kevin did a skit. It was funny.
Yeah.
Kevin,
the whole thing wasn't done.
The skit?
Yeah.
I ran through. Kevin was out back, and I was calling, like, trying to. Kevin's got an iPhone. I don't have an iPhone. I was on Kevin's iPhone looking for McGowan's phone number.
Mm-hmm.
Thinking, like, I've emailed this guy, like, 10 times. I have to have his number. I don't have his. I found out I don't have his number.
You think
never
next
been a
time
problem.
We're going to have to do
obviously, yes. So I'm text messaging. I'm calling every comedian I know that knows this guy. And every single one of them was like, sorry, ask Fritz. I asked Fritz. And he's like, oh, I finally got my eyesight back.
What?
I don't know. I didn't follow up. He's like, sorry, dude. I hope everything went okay. What happened? Did you find something? I go, yeah. I go, what happened? Is McGowan okay? Because at this point, I'm like, did the guy die? Like, he's never flaked on anything.
Yeah, that's what I thought, too. It's like, he might be in a gutter somewhere.
Yeah, I was like, oh, fuck. I hope this isn't just, like, the worst possible timing. No. He's just busting his balls because he found out. And he's like, I feel so bad. Fuck them. But still like McGowan, whatever.
He's a good guy. We'll have to have him on again at some point.
Maybe. We'll double
and
book
call
him.
He'll
be the reserve guest.
Yeah.
He'll be on deck. But where was I going with this?
You were just talking about the problems.
Kevin's I'm on the phone, like, just desperately trying to find anybody that I know that is mm-hmm. good, because I don't want to be shit. And I know that this timeout piece is coming up. I think some reviewers were there.
Really?
Yeah, Dan said some guys in the back were reviewing the show throughout the entire evening. Like, they didn't drink, and they both had notepads. And like,
whoa.
And they laughed, so that's very good.
Oh, where I wonder where they if they wrote anything.
They're from the CTA, and they want to know if I was going to murder
everyone. Yeah,
so
they wanted names.
I'm on the poster. Why do they need names? Kevin's like, oh, could I have my phone back? I need to run over the script. I go, motherfucker, there is no show. We're not doing the fucking skit if there's no comedian. Like, you're doing stand-up. Like, that's what's going to happen.
He was nervous, too.
He was so
nervous.
You
could see the beads of sweat going down
his face.
I gave
it a cursory glance. I really didn't know. I just knew the beats.
Well, I had two lines, so.
You were good.
Mine was like, oh,
Yeah. Kevin, if you're listening to this, hit your cue.
Yeah, well, we didn't have cues. That
was the problem.
I told him,
give me 2 minutes. He goes, but he's backstage. And we're on, like, minute 10. This skit's supposed to be over by minute 5.
Yeah.
And we keep going and going. And he's like, but it sounded like you guys were on a roll. Dan from the bar's like, keep it moving. He didn't. There's no one that wanted to hear this stuff.
Gracious.
Whatever. Overall, though, I think we're getting better at this.
Yeah, it's cues. Maybe,
cues and you need to keep
up
me
on,
in check
on guests.
I think okay, that's totally my fault. I'll take the blame on that.
Wait, what do I have to keep
you
in check about?
You need to keep me in check on a handful of things, and I think we're gonna do a new thing. We're gonna do is like a Pee Wee Herman style thing.
Okay,
where
well, great,
every
great way
time,
spoiling the surprise.
No, it's not a surprise. Like we need to figure out a way for you to do it and a way for the audience to do it. I think the audience one will be obvious. Anytime I say the word fuck, they'll scream.
Do you just want everyone screaming the entire time?
That's the point. I never want them to scream, therefore I better never say the word fuck.
Okay.
Therefore I better never say that's such an awful sentence. I shall stop saying that word.
Okay.
The other thing is the word delightful.
Oh.
If
so I'm supposed
listen,
to keep you in check on these things?
You need to keep me in check.
These are just things you have to, you know.
You're the co-host. Like, you need to make me a better host.
These are things you have to work on your own.
I know, but you're this is the practice. What can I do to get away from that word? Because I don't think I've said it once tonight.
I think you say it because you have nothing else to say.
I think I'm trying to move it along without using a verbal filler.
Mm-hmm.
But that word becomes the verbal filler, mm-hmm. negating the entire thesis. And it's just poorly done.
Exactly. I guess you need better segues, maybe?
I don't think it's a segue issue.
Because you don't think you use it as a period for things?
No, I don't use it as a period. I use it for awkward silence.
Okay.
Like, I use it as a way to keep the story moving. At least I think I am.
Okay. Well, see, kids, it's like a period. You're
but
just,
it's also
it's the
word,
end of a statement.
It's a word I really like.
Mm-hmm.
And when I'm describing a guest as delightful, that's how I feel.
We should have like a little tally thing up on the stage with a
that
bell.
That would be good. That
and
would
every
be
time
good.
You say delightful, you hear ding. And then we do a recap at the end. How many
okay.
times you said delightful?
So that's what we're gonna do. That's it. We're gonna for the April and the May show.
We'll have a little triangle.
You're gonna have it. That's perfect. The dinner bell, the triangle. Whenever I say delightful, you ding it up. Whenever I say fuck, the audience goes ah.
Yeah, and then we'll have a little. Pee-wees. We should get a chalkboard.
Then that's
and someone can tally.
That's perfect. That would actually be great.
We
perfect.
Need
so we know
need
we have
like
two more bits.
A model lady in a glamorous dress keeping the tally.
We just need models, ladies, and glamorous dresses. Period.
I think that would be funny though.
We do. We
just like a Vanna White keeping tally of your delightfuls and your fucks on a chalkboard.
Well, either way, however you put that on the chalkboard, it's going to look great. Fuck delightful or delightful fuck. Both are
yeah.
good things.
Oh, yeah.
Neither are bad things.
I don't think you've ever said them, you know, in a row. You've never said fuck delightful
no.
or delightful fuck.
What a delightful fuck. If you know, that's a great way to
that's
describe
like
Brennan
two.
McGowan. He is a delightful fuck.
Those are like two. That'd be at least two rings of the bell. I think even more because it's like you did a double time.
Then
on
it would
it.
Be if that happens, then it would be the dinner bell where it's just crazy ringing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
When you're hitting, so we need to get you another expense. We got you a remote control car. I got you a remote control car.
I know,
car.
And I didn't use it.
We didn't even use it. That's how flustered we were. So hopefully,
well, and because it's we kind of are trying to keep a time.
Yeah, we had a time restraint. And also, we were both freaking out.
It's a little difficult to, like, want to go out into the audience with a car.
On the plus side, you couldn't go out in the audience with a car because for the majority of the evening, it was packed.
Yeah, I think we just need to bust out the car when there's no one there.
Why? So then it's even sadder?
Yeah, because like then I can be like, hey, and hit people with it. And
but that was a good, it was a good show. I think April's show is going to be really good. I'm going to miss you in March.
What
it's
going to
be me and Kevin.
I just love you. Like, the April one will be
you.
Good.
April
you're,
and May,
you're skipping
we're
over
kill
March.
This. Kevin and me, we're just going to drink. We're just going to drink on stage.
Oh,
I'm
going to
talk about more murder.
That's. I think, you know, we'll get a different audience with that
one.
It's still an audience, though.
We outed
you,
use
it
you,
as that.
Where you worked before.
I know.
You
that
outed
was,
yourself, by the
well,
way.
Well, what I thought was funny is you started talking about it and... some other the last Monday event before the live one you didn't want to talk about it.
No, I didn't.
And you're like, no, don't. I'm like, no, it's fine. We can do
because
it.
Because initially,
we just can't. And you're like, no.
I do not want to get you in
but
trouble.
But you brought
on the
it up.
I brought it up. Yes, but you didn't have to say what it was.
Well, you're kind of already in there, so might as well
just
go the whole way.
Well, the point is,
I didn't say anything mean.
That. No, but I think that guy that came out to the show.
Yes, which I remember. I sat. Oh, he's probably listening to it. I feel horrible because he comes up to me like before the show.
Yeah.
He hands me a picture of me, my head photoshopped in a derby, roller derby scene, which I thought was hilarious
because we had talked about roller derby the night before.
Yes,
that's so cool.
And he did that. He used to do that for the show. He would always like Photoshop
so
funny
nice.
Pictures
so
and
nice.
Things. And he comes up to me. He's like, do you know who I am? And I go, yeah. Like, it hit me. I knew who he was.
I just could
not remember his name for the life
Do
of me.
Do you remember his name now?
And then and then I finally got it. His name is Pete Heyman.
Thank you, Pete.
And he is great. He is a fucking awesome
guy.
Well,
I don't think Pete likes me anymore because I said he's going to skin you and wear you.
Aw. Now he should Photoshop a picture of...
No, he really shouldn't.
Where he's skinny.
Please don't skin Merle. That's creepy.
It'd be kind of funny.
No, in all honesty, thank you, Pete, for coming out. Very nice man.
Yeah, I know.
I didn't feel threatened in the least.
I did like, though, that he came out. That was great.
Yeah, it was a fun night. Should we move on, or should we just keep congratulating each other?
We loved our show. It was amazing.
It was a lot of fun.
It was delightful.
I'm still... Oh, good one. Good one. I didn't even say it. All right, so... I don't know about you, but anytime I have to visit my mother, it's a painful experience.
Okay.
And I had to visit my mother today, but I won't even go to where she lives anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Because
you just meet at a public
place? We just meet in Oak Park. We just meet in Oak Park, which is like halfway. Because she used to live in Oak Park, and now she lives in Indian Head Park. And Indian Head Park is...
She likes them parks.
She loves the parks. Even though she hates to go outside, and she has... I don't know if I ever told you this. She... puts she's got drapes over all the windows, but anytime she could see sunlight through them, she'll tape foil in any of the spaces, like the top of the windows or the sides, you know, where
really?
The drapes meet. Yeah, she's crazy.
She could just get heavier drapes.
She could do a lot of things. No. The sun is the enemy. And that's my mother.
Well, if it's glaring in your eyes.
No, it's not glaring in your eyes.
Well, I don't know. I don't know the situation.
She's the person that says the TV instead of the television. The TV. Put on the
What's
TVs.
What's so bad?
Nothing. Nothing's ever bad. She just hates the sun. Anyways.
And the TV.
She lives in a place where people go to die and eat. And that's it. There's nothing to do to die and eat. And every time I'm there, I want to drink a lot and smoke a lot of cigarettes.
Jeez.
And I don't want to do that anymore.
You don't even see her every day.
No, I used to see her once a week on Sundays. Then it became like once a month. Now it's like once every 2 months maybe.
Why is that? What happened to the once a week?
I want to murder her. Like, she's the most depressing person in the world. Anyways.
Really? It's funny that, you know, you don't see her that often, yet you still just have this
she calls
horrible
me
feeling.
Old. Oh, it's just an immense dread and depression.
Really?
Because
I don't see my parents that often anymore, and
it's different.
You know.
I know this isn't fair to you or anybody else that has two parents, but it's different when it's an only child thing. It's different when it's an only child, single parent thing.
Maybe. Probably.
She's crazy. Anyways.
I could see that.
That's not the point. The point is I have to take the green line to get there.
Okay.
The green line is not the safest of lines to use if you're from Chicago. It goes to the west side of Chicago, at least the branch I'm doing. I go from Ashland to Harlem, which is to the end of it.
Okay.
Ashland, 1600 Harlem, I think it's like 72. It's not that long of a ride. It's fine. So I'm on and this is where I get asked by the heroin addict / possibly mentally challenged person.
Do you read vampire? It
could
be both.
Vampire books. Whatever. I'm not here to judge. The answer is no. I did not read the vampire book. Speaking of vampire books, we have an Anne Rice book to give away at one of our next events. So there's an incentive to come.
if you like vampire books. There you go.
On the way home, I was like, I want something really crappy to eat. I want just pure sugar. So I go to the Family Dollar, which is down the street on Chicago and Ashland. And Family Dollar makes you check your bag. I had this computer in the bag. I'm like, I'm not doing that. He's like, oh, Len, you can't. I'm like, well, fuck this. I'm leaving. Here's my new rule for myself. I will not patronize any establishment where I have to check my own bag. For the same reason as I will eat burgers, but I will try to avoid McDonald's at every turn. Because I am better than that. And fuck you if you have to check your bag. And any establishment that makes you check your bags is inherently screwed up. You shouldn't be there for many reasons. Sometimes it's because the place is catering to teenagers. And you're too old to be in a place with teenagers.
All of Belmont.
Most of the time it's just because they sell shit and people steal shit because they're fucking poor. And poor too. But fuck this. It's not worth it.
That is true. Gucci doesn't make you check your bag.
Exactly.
They just have security.
It's like the difference between going to Starbucks for coffee and McDonald's for coffee. I actually prefer the McDonald's for coffee. Or hell no, the Dunkin' Donuts. Dunkin' Donuts analogy
is
perfect. Yeah,
they have good coffee.
Dunkin' Donuts coffee is way better than Starbucks, but the clientele of Dunkin' Donuts is 10 times worse than Starbucks. Why is that? It's all brand bullshit. Mm-hmm. Doesn't matter. I feel like I am better than this, and I will therefore avoid checking my bag at every single opportunity.
Just give it to whoever you're with if it's a girl.
No, it's not
about
that.
They won't check it.
No. It's not about that. It's about just going to those places.
I usually
fuck
just walk
family
in.
Doll. I did too. This is the first time they go. I'm like, look, dude, let's be honest. This rule is not here for me. I'm going to play the race card and I'm going to play the age card. Look at me. Look at everyone else.
I just want some candy.
Exactly. Let's just give me the fucking 150 Pringles and 135 Diet Coke 2 liter. That's what I'm here to fucking get, asshole.
You should have just told him to go get it for you and you'll stand here.
No. But, I mean, those rules are obviously meant for a certain clientele. And 90% of the climb, it's the teenage clientele.
Yeah, but the thing is, if...
I'm not a teenager. I'm not going to Ragstock to steal belts.
But if you tell them they have to do it, they will probably throw up the argument that, well, why doesn't that guy have to
do
it?
A lot of times, I'll go to these places. Like Hollywood Mirror, I was there for a Halloween costume thing. Mm-hmm. Hollywood Mirror's same building as Ragstock on Belmont, same area. I go, you want me to check my bag? They go, no, you're good.
Oh, okay.
Everyone, like anyone that was under, I'd say 22, had to check their bag.
I see.
So I like the establishments that do that. I'm not a teenager. I'm not going to steal your shit. And if I am going to steal your shit, fuck you. You deserve me to have you stealing shit because you're trying to check my fucking bag. I got to stop saying that word.
Fucking?
The F word. The F words.
The F word. You should substitute it with...
Delightful?
No. With another, like a grown-ups...
No, that's the Ned Flanders thing? No, I'm not doing that.
What?
Just like... Darnley, diddly.
No, I was thinking diddly. Like
fudge.
Another F word, yeah.
Fudge.
Like a
no,
fudge.
That's awful.
Or you could be like in the Fantastic Mr. Fox and they say cuss.
That's actually, did you see that film?
Yes,
I loved
did. It was cute.
It was great.
It was cute, but it's Paul, whatever his face is, right?
No, you're thinking of Paul Thomas Anderson.
Whatever, it's one
it's
of them.
Wes Anderson.
Okay, Wes Anderson.
Well, Paul Thomas Anderson's the Magnolia Boogie Nights guy in this, and There Will Be Blood.
And actually, now that I think about it, his movies don't give me the sense that they're his movies.
Paul Thomas Anderson?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got a lot
more
depth.
Wes Anderson, though.
Wes Anderson's making the same movie. But I love this movie because it is the first time where he got to set his own world up. So everything made sense.
It's cute. It's
very
adorable.
We're seeing people in vintage Adidas in New York for no reason, to me, just rang awful.
Mm-hmm.
Rang awful. What an odd choice of words. But in Royal Tenenbaums, who everyone considers gospel, if you're between the ages of 22 and 30 and you consider yourself relatively deep and know an Elliott Smith song, that's the Bible.
Yeah.
It's a shit film. It should have been a play.
Oh, that is cute. Yeah. But I'm not like, oh my God, it's the greatest thing ever.
Yeah. But Fantastic Mr. Fox, because he got to set up his own world, I thought it was great.
I just like that the fox dressed fancy. He was a well-dressed fox.
That was
fox.
The one part that was somewhat annoying.
That he's a well-dressed fox.
Yeah, it's like,
come on.
Well,
it's George Clooney.
I understand that, but they're still a fox.
Yeah, well, they have to dress nice, too.
Do they?
Yeah.
They do get to kill chickens. That was cool. I like
that
they showed
them
killing.
Chickens, too.
Those
Does that mean
awesome.
We don't get to dress nice?
If you're killing chickens, no, you really shouldn't be dressing nice.
Yes, well, he was just... Okay, well, yeah, he was killing them at the time, wasn't
he? Yeah, that was his only outfit.
I just like that was his job. Like, that's what he used to do.
Yeah, now he's
just
a
kill
reporter.
Chickens. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, he's not a reporter. He's
a columnist.
Yeah.
It's totally different. It actually is.
So he actually should be allowed to dress nice. He's a columnist.
Yeah, but
he's a man of words.
Everyone wore suits. He's a man of words.
I like, well, because everyone had a job.
That's
like, good
true.
Jobs.
There was no unemployment agency.
There wasn't. But did you notice everyone had like upstanding jobs?
Somewhat, yeah. Well, it was a Wes Anderson film. Do you think he knew anyone growing up that wasn't middle or upper class?
Yeah, he didn't know blue collar.
Yeah, really? Who's making all of these suits? I want to see an expose about the suit factory.
Oh no, he probably goes to a tailor.
Exactly. They don't even have that bullshit.
Every fox suit is made fresh.
You're depressing me.
All right. Jeez.
I've been talking way too much in this podcast.
Okay.
And it's crazy.
It's a podcast, you know. You have to talk.
Yeah, well, what about you? How was your week? Made it all about me. I want to know about you.
I just sat around my house. I didn't do much.
You got your trip coming up. We're going to talk about that on
my
next
what?
Week.
Oh.
Your trip. You're going away for like a
no,
month.
No, I thought you said my chirp. I'm like, what is that?
Your chirp, your Chicago Independent
radio. Yeah, my own little project in my house with my cat.
Oh. Really? If you're going to talk about the cat, the podcast is over.
Okay.
All right,
it's just, it was a joke.
But it wasn't.
She runs the board.
There it is.
As your little pause.
Have you seen the, all right, we're going to talk about this off air because it's the most boring topic
all
of
right,
conversation.
Sorry.
Let's plug stuff and get out of here.
Let's move on.
All right, so, if you liked me and Merle talking about the Fantastic Mr. Fox, Tony Beasley and I are going to be doing our Oscar prediction podcast that we did last year.
Yeah, when is that, by the way?
We're recording it tonight. It goes up tomorrow night.
No. When is the
Oscars next Sunday?
Okay,
that's why that's why I was actually asking you to come a little bit earlier.
Okay.
So,
well, that'll be a nice cap to my
Chicago
my trip. I guess the beginnings of my trip.
Then it really isn't the cap; it's the kickoff.
Yeah, the kickoff, the Oscars,
the
Oscar. Kickoff.
And now you will trace the steps of each Oscar winner.
I'm actually watching all the movies on my trip.
All 10.
No. Well, some of them I already seen.
What do you mean, on your trip?
On my trip.
Oh, you're doing
I'm
the Greyhound, or the Amtrak.
The train, so I got 3 days of staring at the back of a seat.
Do you have a drive? A CD
well,
drive?
I've been told, I was told that the computer has enough memory for all these movies.
Oh, it does. Yeah.
So,
yeah. Well, if you need any more, let me know. Anyways, yeah, we're going to be recording that, so download that. The new website should be up very, very
soon.
I'm
excited.
Have you
it
seen
looks
it?
Really nice.
Yeah, it's
I
totally
like it.
Different. Hopefully, people will understand how to subscribe in iTunes and not have to use the site to listen to it.
What,
either.
The big button that says subscribe in iTunes?
And, what do
you
we
should
have?
You should have it say, subscribe in iTunes, please.
It should say that. That would be delightful, you fuck.
Please.
This Monday night is probably the day you're hearing this. The Single Man Affair and Jeff Harms are going to be playing The Hungry Brain. Doors are at 8 p.m. Show is at 9 p.m. That's going to be a really good show. Nice, mellow stuff. Totally different than the live podcast, which I'm excited for. Have you listened to either of them yet?
No.
You should listen to
Wait,
them.
Have I?
They're no. on the podcast, the Chicago Music Podcast. So
I shall listen.
You want to plug anything?
No.
Should people give you money for your trip?
No.
No?
No.
You keep your monies.
You know what you should do? You should come on Monday and then buy me drinks.
You get drinks for free.
So?
I'll buy you drinks on Monday. Don't
people
do
get
that.
Me drinks. It doesn't matter. How about snacks?
Buy her snacks.
I would like some chips or something.
You know,
that's what I think the bar lacks.
Oh, no,
chips.
I disagree. You don't sweep the bar enough, that's why.
Yeah, but chips.
No, Euro meat.
Euro meat?
I just want a giant Euro spit.
Yeah, but
no
wouldn't
pita.
That just make everything greasy?
Yeah, but like, whatever. I'd rather have that.
How about some prosciutto?
Fine.
Some nice meats.
I like a nightly
meats
meat.
Meats and cheeses.
No cheeses. Oh. Too gassy.
Okay.
And also, it attracts the wrong element. The wine and cheese? Yeah, the wine and cheese crowd. No. I want the meat crowd.
Yeah, but there's no wine
I just
at
want
the
fights.
Hungry Brain.
Exactly.
There's
well,
like
wine.
A bottle.
There's a red and a white, like most bars. We have a Chardonnay and a Merlot.
What happens when you open it?
Oh, there's a thing to suck out all the air.
Oh.
It's a pump.
Whoa.
It's great. It actually keeps for a long time. And Alpena Singh from Czech Please taught us that wine stays for 2 weeks if it's corked without sucking the air
but
out.
How many times do people get wine at the bar?
We'll go through. Usually, it's one of those things where if you see somebody drinking it, you'll want one.
Mm.
So if we open a bottle, we usually open like two that night and
wow.
get rid of two. Like last night, we went through a bottle or two of Chardonnay.
Well,
we
it's
hadn't,
jazz,
I
right?
hadn't sold. No, it wasn't.
Or no,
the
wait,
Saturday.
I'm sorry. Tonight's
had,
the jazz.
Yeah, we didn't sell. I hadn't sold a glass of Chardonnay in like 6 months.
That's fancy,
so,
though.
It's just, yeah, really? Chardonnay?
Yeah, they had their pinkies up, I'm sure.
They did. They
while
were
sitting
making
on the dirty
out
couch.
So much. No, they were sitting at the bar making out.
Ew.
I know.
That seems awkward.
See? Now I want to murder again. This is awful. I got to get
come see Brandon murder people Monday at the Hungry Brain.
Thanks to Time Out Chicago. Thanks to Esmeralda. Here, should I play Single Man Affair or Jeff Harms? Which sounds better to you?
Single Man Affair.
Here's the Single Man Affair. Have a wonderful evening.
see you walking tall with a flower smile. Trying to get down to SOA. Don't go too far. Go too far. Gonna find a way to make them cry again. Got no reason not to drop your smile. Custom man's trying to get you high. Don't get too high. Get too high. Gonna find a way to fly by. Find the place where the water sun will fall. Wondering, babe, if it's the same sky I see. Like anyone, like anyone, anyone. Doesn't have to be another lonely time to see. Love is poison, now love is cruel. Love can make this man a fool. Wanna give it to you, see what you do. Never gonna waste another sun on you. Gonna find a way to fly on by.